BBC News with Jonathan Izard. An emotional ceremony to mark the assassination of President John F. Kennedy has been taking place in the US city of Dallas, coinciding with the time that he was shot 50 years ago. Bells rang out and a moment of silence was observed at the exact moment the president was hit as his motorcade passed through. The mayor of Dallas, Mike Rawlings, recalled the day of the assassination.
I remember being called into the school gymnasium, hearing the terrible news and told to go home. Stunned civic leaders at the trademark luncheon awaited a president who would never arrive. Crowds prayed outside Parkland Hospital. Traffic stopped in cities across the country as news spread from car to car.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has arrived in Geneva to help push for an agreement on Iran's nuclear program. Negotiators from Iran and six world powers have spent a third day trying to resolve their differences. From Geneva, Jeremy Bowen reports.
The arrival in Geneva of some or all of the foreign ministers of the big powers negotiating with Iran does not necessarily guarantee a deal, but they're unlikely to come unless an agreement is much closer than it was when they rushed here 2 weeks ago. The big questions being discussed include the future of a nuclear power station Iran is building, which could, in theory, provide material for a nuclear weapon. There's also the question of what limits, if any, Iran will accept on its enrichment of uranium. It says its enrichment is legal and peaceful and nothing to do with developing a nuclear weapon.
The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog has announced a tender for companies to bid for the task of destroying Syria's chemical weapons arsenal. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has listed 18 types of chemicals that need to be disposed of at an estimated cost of between $37 and $54 million. Zimbabwe has warned that from the beginning of next year, foreigners who run businesses in retail, farming and many other sectors of the economy will be arrested. Officials said Zimbabweans were being identified to take over the businesses to prevent shortages. Football's world governing body, FIFA, has opened disciplinary proceedings after Croatia's win over Iceland on Tuesday, which secured them a place in next year's World Cup. One player has been accused of leading a pro-fascist chant. Here's Alex Capstick.
Immediately after the 2-0 victory over Iceland, the defender Joe Simonic grabbed the microphone at the stadium in Zagreb. The atmosphere was euphoric. He turned to the stands and shouted to his audience. The words he used were Zadom, for the homeland, to which the fans replied, Spremni, ready. It's a chant associated with the Ustasha, a puppet regime which ruled the country during the Second World War. It was responsible for the brutal persecution of Jews, Serbs, Gypsies and other anti-fascists. Simonic denied it was used in a political context.
BBC News. There have been two explosions in a busy neighbourhood in the Pakistani city of Karachi. Eyewitnesses said five people had been killed in the blast in the Anshuli area where many Shia Muslims live. Many other people have been wounded. British police, investigating the case of three women who were held captive for 30 years at a house in London, say they've uncovered a complicated and disturbing picture of emotional control. Police say the women had been physically abused, including being beaten. But Detective Inspector Kevin Hyland, who's leading the investigation, said that may not have been apparent.
There was a degree of physical abuse, and there was what would be, over a period of years, some form of grooming, just generally, you know, making them do as they were wanted them to do. They may, to the naked eye, look like somebody just going around their ordinary business, but actually they're controlled in a way that is invisible.
Rescue services in Latvia say they will continue to search through the night for survivors in the rubble of a supermarket that collapsed in the capital Riga on Thursday. 48 people, including three firefighters, are known to have been killed. The cause of the collapse is still unclear, and the police have launched a criminal investigation. The government has declared 3 days of mourning. The Norwegian chess prodigy Magnus Carlsen has won the World Championship crown. The 22-year-old beat Vishwanathan Anand of India, who had held the title since 2007. Here's Andrew North.
Nearly half his opponent's age, Magnus Carlsen already had a reputation as a chess prodigy before taking the title from Vishwanathan Anand. The final moment came after several hours of intense sparring in the 10th game, in which the two men had matched each other move for move. But then, to the dismay of the Indian supporters, he capitulated, handing Carlsen an unassailable lead and the world crown. His youthful looks have prompted the Russian chess legend Garry Kasparov to dub him a Harry Potter-type super talent.
BBC World Service News.